Jacob saw a ladder, and on this ladder he saw some ascending, others descending. Genesis 28:12. He saw both in those who ascended we can recognize those that progressed in piety, and in those who descended those who lagged behind. What does it mean, let him take up his own cross? It means he must endure many things that are painful. That is the way he must follow me. When he begins to follow me in my life and my teachings, many will contradict him, try to stop him, or dissuade him, even those who call themselves Christ disciples. It was they who walked with Christ that tried to stop the blind men from calling out to him. So if you wish to follow Christ, you will take these threats or flattery or any kind of obstacle and fashion them into the cross. You must endure it, carry it, and not give way under it. Thus, whatever choice you make, the Almighty will not be at a loss to fulfill His will concerning you. I pray and order what you will, but He'll open my ears that I may hear your commands. He'll open my eyes that I may see your not. Cast all unsoundness from me, that I may recognize you. Tell me whither to direct my gaze that I may look upon you, and I hope that I shall do all things which you command. What art thou then, my God? What but the Lord God? For who is Lord but the Lord? Or who is God save our God? Most highest, most good, most potent, most omnipotent, most merciful yet most just, most hidden yet most present, most beautiful yet most strong, stable yet incomprehensible, unchangeable yet all changing, never new, never old, all renewing and bringing age upon the proud and they know it not, ever working, ever at rest, still gathering yet nothing lacking, supporting, filling and overspreading, creating, nourishing and maturing, seeking, yet having all things.